Thank you for letting me share with you some Divrei Torah in a few brief minutes about Purim. So we know from the Zohar HaKadosh that Purim is even on a higher madrega than Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur is Yom Kippurim, which implies it's a day like Purim, and since Yom Kippur is from the holiest days of the year, if Purim is even higher than Yom Kippur, then the Kedusha of Purim should be even greater. Yom Kippur is a Yom Kippurim, but Purim is even higher. The obvious question is, if Purim is such a Yom Kadosh, such a holy day, why is it a day of fun and laughter and jokes and tzchaik? The L'chaira, it would seem, if it's such a holy day, it should be even more serious than even Yom Kippur. The possible answer to that question is as follows. Let's look back for a moment to the background of Yom Kippur. So Klal Yisrael committed the Chet HaEgel. And after the Chet HaEgel, there was a period of incredible richok, incredible distance between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, who had committed a terrible avera. Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai three times in order to defend Klal Yisrael, that they shouldn't be destroyed, that Klal Yisrael's teshuva should be accepted. And after many days and a few months, Hashem sent Moshe Rabbeinu back down on the 10th of Tishrei with a new set of luchos, the luchos shnios, and that was a sign that the Klal Yisrael's teshuva had been accepted. And therefore, the 10th of Tishrei became established as Yom Kippur, the annual day of teshuva. But again, the idea of Yom Kippur is that when one is rachok, one is distant because of chait, one can come close again through teshuva. Because we're trying to repent, we're trying to achieve penance, therefore it's a very serious day. However, Purim is a whole different idea. And that's based on a famous mashal of the Vilna Gaon. The beginning of his perush on Megillas Esther, he writes as follows. The entire story of Purim can be compared to the following mashal. There was once a king who had his beloved son who was the crown prince. And the day came when the crown prince, the beloved son, committed a terrible transgression against his father, and the father kicked him out of the palace. The prince, being someone who was raised with a silver spoon in his mouth, had no idea how to fend for himself in the regular world, and life was extremely difficult for him. Very, very difficult. And he came on very hard times, and there were times where he almost was killed and almost suffered terrible tragedies. But at the last minute, when things were really bad, somehow it always worked out. And after this happened time and time again, he realized this cannot be happenstance. It must be the Father has appointed secret agents who follow him around and are under strict orders from the Father that no harm should befall the Son. And this created an entire change of perspective in the mind of the Son. He thought that the Father rejected him, he thought the Father hated him, but he sees that the whole time, the Father really loved him the whole time. In spite of his transgression to his father, he was still his beloved son. And there never really was any distance between them in the first place. And the story of Purim is an illustration of that concept. Because although it seemed like Klal Yisrael was going to be destroyed, but from the beginning, it was all the plans were being set by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring about just the opposite, a geula, instead of a tragedy. And therefore, the Madrega of Purim is therefore higher than Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, we feel distant. We have to pull ourselves closer. On Purim, we realize there never was any distance in the first place. We never lost our status as the beloved children of Hashem. And therefore, it's a day not of serious teshuva, but a day of incredible joy, overloaded with joy, to such an extent that we come to laughter and joy like we do not have any other day of the year. We should all be zeichet to have a joyous and simcha d'kippurim and really connect to the special kedushas hayoyim of Purim. Have a free looking Purim.